This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. officials are considering possible next steps on Venezuela as opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido calls for new street protests aimed at forcing Nicolas Maduro from power. Guaido wants his followers to carry their demonstrations to the nation's military bases. He has called for the army to join the effort to force socialist Maduro to give up power, but that so far has failed to achieve any kind of mass military defections. Now Guaido is appealing to the government's civilian workforce to join his side. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke about Venezuela with Russia's Vladimir Putin by phone on Friday and later said Putin has no intention of interfering in Venezuela, a view not shared by Mr. Trump's own Secretary of State, who notes there are Russian troops in the country and that the Kremlin this week apparently convinced Maduro not to flee Caracas and go into exile. Meanwhile, there is the political standoff. Michael Shifter, the president of the Inter-American Dialogue, suggests the outlook is anything but clear.
After the events of this week, both Guaido and Maduro are weakened. They've been battered. And I think the armed forces that already has enormous power in the government may move towards taking control themselves without Maduro, but not necessarily also embracing Guaido.
North Korea has fired a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula, and South Korea says the test goes against a September military agreement it signed with the North. It is Pyongyang's latest provocation following the breakdown of nuclear talks with the United States. South Korean officials initially described the projectiles as short-range missiles. South Korean and U.S. military officials are analyzing the data. A short-range missile test would not violate international sanctions on North Korea's arms program. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today, though it says many were intercepted by its air defense systems. There were no reports of Israeli casualties, but officials in Gaza say at least three Palestinians were wounded. On Friday, four Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire, while two Israeli soldiers were wounded in the weekly protest near the Gaza border. A Vietnamese woman, Duan Thi Huong, after more than 2 years in a Malaysian prison, suspected of killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, has been freed. Another female suspect was released earlier. Fighting continues for control of Tripoli, the backdrop, an attempt by a rebel Libyan National Army led by Khalif Haftar to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution.
The
Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks, and so far Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the east coast of India, bringing heavy rain and winds to the coastal state of Odisha on Friday. The storm then moved over the neighboring state of West Bengal, and officials say more than 100 million people are in the path of the cyclone. There is a royal baby watch going on in Britain. We get a report from Sarah Bassett.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due dates secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
Despite two decades of military modernization in missile development, cyber, and space, the Pentagon says China still relies on spying to steal the latest military technology. An assistant U.S. Secretary of Defense told reporters that Beijing uses tactics that fall just short of armed conflict to reach its goal of becoming world-class military by 2049, but he stopped short of calling China an adversary. Once again, our top story, U.S. officials are considering possible next steps on Venezuela as opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido calls for new street protests aimed at forcing Nicolas Maduro from power. Guaido wants his followers to carry their demonstrations to the nation's military bases. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.